Hello there. Was that good? Was that a good start?
Hey, guys.
Hey there, Dan. Oh, I mean, hello, audience. It's the 1st of Friday, January 2013. Yo, and you're listening to episode something of the Loose Bag.
What's the date? 1st of January.
Yep, it's definitely the 1st of January. No, not January. Sorry, February. Oh, shit, that was a good intro. Anyway, yeah. As you can tell, we're off the fucking rails because Ed and Nick aren't here, so...
My moral support aren't here, so... I just...
Your moral support? Do you need moral support when you're talking to me, then?
Yeah, I do, yeah. It's tough, you know, the pressure of recording and reaching out to all our new listeners that we have.
But why can't I be the moral support?
Because you're not Jose Garcia... likes the Loose Bag. The emails I get every day.
But, really?
Yeah, I get so many emails about, you know...
People like, well, don't complain about it.
Yeah, they can all fuck off for all I care.
Well, they probably won't even listen to this anyway, but... I don't even check my...
Who's going to listen to more than 5 minutes of this anyway?
Yeah. Okay, so... Hi there, Dan.
Hello, Henry. How are you doing?
I just have nothing to say about Ed and Nick. But, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm kind of skeptical about this podcast. Kind of nervous.
Don't be.
You know. But I've been all right.
You're working with the best. Best in the business.
Expect the worst, hope for the best.
That's one way to live your life.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm actually pretty good. The coffee, again, is... I feel really good, actually.
Yeah. No, I had a lot of coffee yesterday and felt really good. Really, really good.
I'll probably feel terrible pretty soon, but...
Yeah. Well, we can document that in beautiful audio. High-definition surround sound.
A surround sound heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear the news, Dan?
I didn't...
How do you know? You might have done. Well, I'll tell you the news that you probably didn't hear.
Okay.
Iran successfully sent a monkey into space.
Yeah.
Only yesterday.
Well, I read on The Onion that it's only time until they start firing monkeys at Israel.
Okay. Well, that's... The Onion is not a reliable source of
What do you mean? It's America's most reliable source. Or whatever they
say. America's most reliable source, yeah. I'm sure. But so they're only about a few decades behind in the space race.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So they're doing... Well, I mean, what is the point? When I saw this, I just thought, why are they bothering? If they're this far behind that they're only just sending monkeys into space and retrieving them alive, just give up. I mean, man's been to the moon. I just couldn't see the point of this making the news, really.
It's,
or why
it's
they did
obviously it. Just a cover-up for their nuclear program.
Actually, I just looked at this picture on BBC, and it's just a massive rocket, and it's not launched at the sky. It's just directed horizontally, so that doesn't look like a rocket ship to me. It looks more like a giant bomb.
Yeah, they're going to loop it around the moon, so it's got a bit more...
leverage?
No. Momentum to hit the US.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear the other news, Dan?
No, I didn't. What's news?
A Cairnrean ferry port seal pup ended up on a car dashboard only yesterday.
I thought you were going to say on a Kardashian.
No, on a car dashboard. Now, again, I don't know why this was on the front page of the BBC News, but here we are. A seal pup has been rescued after being spotted in a busy lorry park at a ferry terminal in southwest Scotland. So...
Right.
Oh, the seal pup broke out of the car boot and ended up making its way onto the car dashboard.
I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the police.
But it looks fine. Like, they say it broke out of the car boot like it was some sort of Mission Impossible type thing.
It's
but
the
then
Kraken.
It
just bursts out of the boot.
The pup, which has been named Smarty, was recovered by Scottish SPCA animal rescue officer Alistair Hill.
National hero.
Yeah, the seal pup had made its way into the lorry park via a steep man-made banking and somehow got into a car boot and then broken out into a... I don't even know what the story is here anymore. I've really lost
it. Kraken fucks shit up, basically.
But in conclusion, it is hoped that the pup can return to the wild in about a month's time. What's it done? It's so, like, comfortable with man now that it can't go back to the wild.
I can't go outside again.
Once you've seen the dashboard, there's no going back. Right. Did you hear the news, Dan?
No! I mean, yes. Maybe.
Well, yes, only yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we're not exactly 100% current because these are yesterday's news stories, but...
But what is a newspaper, Henry? Yeah, you know.
Yesterday's news.
Yesterday's news.
Anyway, yesterday in Hampshire, a bus had its roof torn off when it drove under a low bridge.
Oh.
Again, front page of the BBC News. Who knows why?
Slapstick comedy's making a comeback at the BBC.
Yeah. Sending monkeys into space, seal pups on dashboards, and a bus driving under a low bridge.
Oh.
You couldn't write it, BBC. Could you? Or could you? Conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard any news. Well, I have.
Well, no, you don't seem to have heard any of this important news.
Well, what's going on in Mali, huh?
Let's not talk about that.
What's going on in Egypt, huh?
I don't care. This, you know, in a newspaper article, it has like if they think a bit is particularly important, they put it in big writing with quote marks.
Yes.
Well, the one on this one just says severe shock. It's not really. There's no context to it. Just
it's very
severe
punchy,
shock.
Though. You know, yeah. It's almost like an onomatopoeia. Severe shock. Does
it's not.
It is what it sounds like. Severe shock.
Okay.
Yeah.
The driver, a 45-year-old man, was treated for shock.
Severe
okay.
shock.
I think that's all that happened yesterday in the news.
Excellent.
Oh, but number seven on today's news, number seven on the most popular, is four fall ill at train station. Four people fell ill at
Whoa.
A train station.
Did
oh,
they,
I guess it
like,
must be quite a
fall
serious
on the track
illness.
At once.
Oh. No, it's a chemical fear. It's not just like no. they all had a virus and didn't come to work. It's like it was actually a chemical incident. So anyway.
Yeah.
So now you've heard the news, Dan.
I'm feel up to date and ready to go outside and live my life.
Well, no, you can't go outside because
I'm a terrified seal pup.
A magazine that I purchased the other day. Have you ever heard of a magazine called Murder Most Foul?
No. I can't say
well,
we sell
magazine.
It in the co-op.
What?
I can't say we sell it in the co-op.
All right. Well, it's Britain's number one true crime quarterly.
Yep.
Murder Most Foul. It's been running for 21 years.
Yeah.
And it looks like a school kid did it on Microsoft PowerPoint.
Don't tell me. It got axed. Ba-dum-tsh.
No, it didn't get axed. It's still going. This is the most current one. Number 87. But nice try.
Oh. See if we have the soundboard.
I can do it with my... No, I'm not going to bother.
No.
One of the stories is lesbian rage and the crime that took 42 years to solve.
Okay, well...
Some of the stuff on the front cover is one of them. Blasted in the face by his girlfriend. Oh, and you'll love this, Dan. Another voices in the head killing.
Oh my God.
And then they just talk about how all the people that killed... Oh, no, it says here. Oh, a rape murder horror in a Welsh village. Victim of a warped and perverted loner.
Yeah.
Who's probably a goth as well, if they can throw that in there.
Yeah. Probably a nerd.
Yeah.
A nerd goth loner.
But there's this other one, which is just like... inexplicably advertised in the middle of an article in this magazine. There's another one called True Crime Detective Monthly, and that one looks even more ridiculous. Some of the stories on the front cover are there's like a picture of a happy couple, and then above it says, "I married a murderer." Oh, this is a good one. There's a picture of a guy like looking quite serious, and next to it says, "He wanted sex, but I had a gun." did 11-year-old boy murder Kenzie, His father says he didn't. It's one of the headlines. And when Mr. Berry hanged Mrs. Berry is another story in there.
Right.
So, Murder Most Foul, or whatever the other one was called, don't bother. I mean, that's my take on it anyway.
How much did they cost?
£3.45. Whoa. I could have knocked up a better magazine and fucking just drawn it out on a piece of paper.
I was thinking when I woke up this morning that we should make lose bag t-shirts.
Oh yeah.
With slogans people, on them.
They've been requested.
By who?
Who do you think?
Sam Fisher?
Sam Fisher indeed has requested lose bag t-shirts that say 2 out of 5 on the
back.
Yeah,
see, that was one of them. On Air was another one.
On Air was like a one-time thing that wasn't even funny. So.
You've got to shake it till you make it.
You've got to fake it till
I'll
you
fake
make it.
Fake it till you make it.
You don't even...
yeah.
Any others?
There was one, but I don't remember what it was.
Nick always comes first.
Something like that, maybe.
Peachy?
Peachy. I'm feeling peachy.
Wow, as if people would actually wear those well,
Sam
would.
And I would.
Mm.
Oh, I need to set myself as Do Not Disturb on Skype.
Why?
Because, you know, I have so many friends that always want to talk to me when I'm on Skype.
My mum might come on Skype and try and talk to me, so I should say, invisible.
Donut Disturb.
Donut Disturb.
Yeah.
A disturbing donut.
Ooh, wah!
No.
Donut Disturbed.
Do Not Disturbed. Okay. What else have we got on the list? Yes, Dan? Something fun?
No.
Something you'd like to share with the rest of the class? Mm.
Something funny, boy?
Well, why don't you let us all know, let us all in on the joke? I'm sure we'd
love
to hear
no,
it.
No, sir, it's fine, it's nothing. We were just talking about the maths.
This is geography, you nitwit. Go to the headmaster's office for 25 lashings of chocolate.
25 sauce. Is 5 times 5.
It's geography again. Make that 50 lashings. I'm really not particularly angry in my voice. It's just, if I was a teacher, it'd just be like,
I'm sorry, mate, but you know, you've got to go to the head teacher's office now. It's not my choice.
I don't even care if you go or not, just get out of my classroom.
Now you can have 10 lashings from the cane or a chainsaw to the throat. Take your pick. You're feeling lucky.
I'm not sure you're allowed to actually touch the students anymore anyway.
But you wouldn't, because you'd only be touching them by the end of a chainsaw.
Yeah, I guess that's a loophole with the law.
Yep, works for me.
Oh my god, now so you can murder anyone as long as you actually don't touch them with your hands?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chainsaws, swords, mace,
gun.
Yeah, a gun.
I didn't realise that so many forms of murder were actually legal.
Yeah, no, they are.
How strange.
No, officer, I shot him. I didn't touch him.
I didn't lay a single finger on him. I filled him up with bullets, but that's a different matter. Okay, so Dan, you got anything else to talk about?
No.
Well,
I can talk about Noel Yakupov's goal celebration against the LA Kings.
Is this a hockey team?
It is, yeah. It was amazing. It was the best thing that happened in a hockey
okay,
league.
Okay, so start again. What's his name?
Noel Yakupov. It's his first
right,
year.
You've already lost
He's
me.
Younger than us. He's born in October 93, I think. But yeah, it was like his third NHL game, and he scored with like 5 seconds left, which made them draw. It was amazing, and he ran across the ice and slid on his knees and spun around, and it was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen ice hockey celebrations where people, like, one where someone, like, slammed against the wall.
Yeah.
You know, like the glass,
yeah,
and it just smashed
yeah.
and fell through.
Yeah. No, his celebration became almost like a meme within the hockey community.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. Like when, is it Peter Crouch that did like the robot?
Yeah, yeah. I think you mean, it's actually called the Mobot now, officially.
No, that was much later than the Mobot.
Peter Crouch doing the retrospective Mobot.
It's not even retrospect. Oh, right, I see. But
retroactive. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so that's what you have to say. Ice hockey.
Yeah.
Anything being that going down in the co-op?
What? Sorry, say that again.
Yeah, co-op, you know, work stuff.
Yeah. Anything? Yeah. The list's been broken for a while, so we've been carrying stuff up and down the stairs. So,
it was a trap. It was tough. A trick question, Dan. I was thinking, I'll lay him a trap, and if he falls into it, then he's off the loose bag and he's never coming back. And
but
well,
now you're going to have to do the show on your own.
Well, I've got lots of things on my list, and it wouldn't seem quite so unnatural if it was just me doing it.
Hello, and welcome to the loose bag. I'm Henry, and I have a list of things I'm going to talk about.
Item one!
I used to have some friends that did this podcast with me, but I alienated them
all
with
dead.
My superior knowledge of lists.
I started reading Murder Most Foul, I got some ideas, and now they're all dead.
But I didn't touch them, so it's
fine. Yeah, that's fine. I shoved the magazine down their throat until they choked.
Being very careful not to touch them at all with my hands. Yeah. If you wear a pair of gloves, can you strangle someone to death legally?
I think so, yeah, because they can never find you. Because, you know, they don't have to because it's legal.
Yeah, they could never find
you. We can't get any prints
because
from this.
They don't have
you,
to.
You know, that he was wearing gloves. We don't need to get prints.
What, they're that lazy. They're just like, oh, he's wearing gloves. We can't get the prints.
Yeah.
Let's just give up. Bury the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Should we bother finding the family? Nah, chuck him in the river. Get him some concrete boots. Throw him in
I
the
want
fucking
this guy
tins.
Encased in concrete and in the river within minutes.
Well, that's. Do you think that's what the police do? That's quite a conspiracy, Dan. Maybe they're the real criminals. Anyway, my door's broken.
Okay, broken how?
My front door. Well, we have access cards that let us into the front door.
Yep.
All very snazzy until it breaks, and then it doesn't work, obviously. So it means anyone can just come in now and, like, take our TV and stuff. So, you know, if you're listening, you live in Reading, then
TV going up.
Follow me
gross.
Home. Grab yourself a TV and the two Xboxes.
Yeah, great.
But the good side is that we have like a brand ambassador for Red Bull who lives next door, and now he can get in. He just left some promotional Red Bull cans in
cool.
our fridges, so that was quite cool. But
promotional
also, love,
how like they just well, they're
like
just
Red
normal
cans.
Red Bull. They're not
like
the
yeah,
silver
like his
or the
job,
red or.
They just pay him to leave Red Bull cans around to promote.
That's
Red
really
Bull.
Cool.
And they pay him loads, and he just gets loads of Red Bull sent to him, and they wouldn't even know if he drank all of it. Well,
yeah.
Well, I guess they wouldn't.
If he came into work like, I need my Red Bull.
Well, he doesn't even go into work. They just drop these cans off to him, and he has to like dish them out.
One of Danny's friends has Red Bull syrup. And he drinks that.
Fuck.
That must be amazing. Fuck. I think it. I don't know how. He works at Shakeaway, so maybe he gets it from there. But.
Well, I mean, do you put it? Do you just? Does he just drink it then?
Yeah, I think so.
So he doesn't like put it in.
No.
Water
just
or
pure Red Bull syrup.
Oh man, that would be bad.
That'd be so good.
Imagine the caffeine concentration. Shit.
And speaking of which, actually, on Saturday I'm going to a flatwarming party. And I have work Sunday morning, so I've decided to try out this new hangover cure. It's going to be, I'm going to buy a bottle of Powerade, I'm going to drink half of it and top it up with energy drink, give it a shake, and just drink that. It should be amazing.
Mm. I'm not convinced. I had a terrible hangover on Sunday. I went for the 10 pints again, and I fully completed it this time.
Mm.
I don't know why. Well, I know why I did it, because I'm like, once someone said, oh, you could probably do 10 pints, and they're like, once someone's expecting something from me, it's just,
yeah.
I'm at their mercy.
You're
attention-seeking.
Such a pushover, Henry.
I'm just like, oh, well, I've only had 7 at the
10?
Moment.
10? I think I can do 20.
And they're just like, why don't you try 30? And then
oh,
and
no.
Yeah, so I had a terrible hangover.
What were you drinking? 10 pints of what?
Well, the cheapest thing at the student bar is Foster's, so that's what I drink.
Yeah. Oh, I've been drinking that recently. gets me drunk pretty fast, actually, surprisingly.
Doesn't get me drunk that quick.
Yeah, maybe after when you have 10 points.
I could safely say that I was fucked.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would expect.
After
you
seven, were. I was just like, another three doesn't seem too bad. And then, like, 3 points later, it's like, oh, God.
Well, I had three last night, and I don't think I could take a fourth, so.
Whoa.
Good on you, bro.
You're a lightweight.
But we got to start training for Bloodstock. You're going to drink us all, like, under the table. Under the table we don't have.
We're not going to be able to take enough drinks for me.
You're just going to have to take your own crate and just get through it in, like, a day.
Yeah. Shit. Because those 10 pints were over a period of 4 hours.
Yeah. But we're awake for, like, maybe, you know, 20 hours, maybe, sometimes.
Yeah. Shit.
That's a lot of drinking.
It's an awful lot of drinking. Anyway, have you got a review or something, Dan?
I can do.
Good. But hit me with a review.
Okay, this week I have been watching season one of My Name is Earl.
Hooray!
Yeah, I've seen them all on TV before. But I bought the DVD anyway. Yeah, it's really good. It's not my favourite series. My favourite is 2 going on to 3, because it has actually, like, a story. Season 1 is kind of, you could watch the episodes in any order, it wouldn't matter. But yeah, seasons 2 and 3, he, like, goes to prison and stuff, and it's good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the first one yet.
It's this guy who's, like, a crook his whole life, and then he decides to turn it around because he gets sent a sign by Jimmy Carson or whatever his name is. Scott Carson.
Jimmy Savile.
No, he's dead.
He did.
About karma, and he tries out this whole karma thing. He writes down all the bad things he's done in his life, and he goes through his list, undoing all these things and making it up to people that he's wronged.
Yeah. I know the kind of premise.
The tagline is "Karma's a funny thing." Which is
not funny.
Completely not hilarious. But it would be funny if we had a soundboard.
No, it wouldn't. Oh, are we really that cheap just to sit? Oh.
But yeah, I really like the show.
Karma's a bitch.
Karma's a bitch. Yeah, I think that might be the tagline to series 2. Who knows?
Uno.
But yeah, it's not my favourite season, but it's funny. It's quite family friendly, I'd say, like PG. I think it's the 12, but you know.
Karma's a funny thing. Yeah, it sounds pretty PG.
As I go through season 2, 3, and 4, I'll review them as well. I guess.
Please don't. I mean,
but season one, I'll give it a 2 out of 5. And because Nick isn't here, just going to say 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Okay.
285.
Yes. Okay. My energy is all gone.
You need more coffee.
Need some compressed air.
Yeah.
I've got so much compressed air. You know, Ed told me to buy some compressed air to. I didn't realise that I'd need so little of it, and I've just. So much air. I mean, I've got 4 cans. I used like a quarter of one of them, maybe.
How did it go last week after I left? Because you were buying a computer or something.
Yeah, I haven't bought the computer yet, but I'll do that tonight, maybe.
Did the compressed air help your laptop run better?
No, it fucked it up even more, actually.
Okay, you just moved the dust to a more important area.
Well, it made my computer forget that it needed to use its fan.
Right.
So every time I tried to boot it,
it became instantly dependent on external air.
Basically, it was hooked. But it forgot that it needed the fan to keep it from overheating, and it just overheat every time I booted it, and it would fuck up. So I had to turn it like up on its side and actually manually start the fan, and like an old aeroplane. And then it kind of got the idea that, you know, the fan needs to be on. I remember now, and it booted fine. But it was so that's stupid. Weird. I was just like, yeah, I don't really know how that worked. There's still something blocking the fan, but what does it know? Anyway, my review is also of an American TV series.
Okay.
called Weeds.
Yes, I've seen that on Netflix, but I haven't watched it.
Don't bother.
Okay, do go on.
I'm going to start.
Why shouldn't I watch Weeds?
Well, it's very watchable, but ultimately, shit. The pacing of it is all wrong. Well, I should probably start with a storyline. Basically, the woman lives quite a nice life because her husband's paying for everything and he's got a well-paid job and stuff in the suburbs of America or something. And then he dies and she's like, oh shit, don't have any money. So she takes to selling marijuana, obviously, because that would be the first thing on your mind.
Crystal meth.
How could I make... No, it's like Breaking Bad for girls, like a shit version of Breaking Bad for girls, I think is probably how I'd describe it.
Is Breaking Bad for guys?
No, but this seems like it reminds me of like Desperate Housewives.
Oh, great.
But not that I've seen much of that.
Desperate Housewives on drugs.
Yeah. And some moments are funny, but it's just like you don't even really know that he's died at first, but then you realise and the family are completely unemotional about it until right at the end of the first episode and she just breaks down crying. It's just like, well, this isn't believable in the slightest, unless... Because it didn't seem like before that she was trying to hold all the emotions in. It just seemed like, better find some more money. And then at the end it was like, oh... And then after that, in the start of the second episode, just... not sad again, so... Yeah, shit. I think I watched 4 episodes of it.
Did it get any better or worse, or...?
Worse, that's why I stopped. I stopped watching halfway through the 5th episode, because I was just like, this is not worth my time. So, Weeds, 4 out of 5, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's very watchable, it's like, yeah. But it's like I said, pacing out the fucking window. And somehow, they made it run for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
I was bored after 5 episodes.
You should skip to like the first episode of Series 8 or the last episode of Series 7 and it's like, oh my god, it's the biggest weed plant I've ever seen.
Yeah. I might jump ahead a few seasons to see if it's actually gone anywhere at all. Like, where can it go really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just feels like nothing has any real meaning to it in that TV programme. It's very light-hearted and... Ugh. So 4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I've got one. I've got 2, actually.
You have 2 one-word haikus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got to have 2 now.
Okay, well, go on.
The first one is bleak.
Yep. And the second?
Second one is bitter.
Ooh. Okay, well...
What's your one-word haiku?
My one-word haiku is agnostic.
Agnostic.
Yeah, agnostic. Spagnostic, if you will.
Whoa. Yeah. What, if you will say the word incorrectly?
Spagnostics are those who may or may not believe in the flying spaghetti monster.
Yes, of course.
Those who may or may not be a pastafarian.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I don't like that thing. It's like... It's funny for all of about 5 seconds, and then it's like, well, where can we take this joke? Oh, I guess that's it. Oh, we'll carry on trying, I guess.
Just like those guys at the Flat Earth Society.
Just like those guys in Christianity. Started off as a joke, a really shit joke. It's like, well, how can we add to this? Oh, why bother? Let's keep following the same...
I think the story of Jesus actually came about by a drinking game. You know, there's the drinking game part of one where you go around a table and everyone has to say a word to make up this story. Yeah, I think that's how the Bible was written. 12 guys just got really drunk and just wrote the Bible.
It must have been quite a long while they were drunk for. I guess religious people might deliberately take this as quite offensive.
I don't care. I'm offended by their religious stuff.
Yeah, I guess we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not offended. It just amuses me or... It's strange.
Yeah.
Like, because with offence, you can kind of just choose not to be offended. You can just... Well, I can. I well, tend to just choose
a lot of people can. About. Some people like to be offended because they can be offended.
Yeah, I'd like to take a short intermission at this point.
Okay.
And we'll be back with something possibly good, you know. Stick around. Might be worth your time.
This is the bit where Skrillex plays.
No, we're not...
And we're back, and we have a segment that we've just made up right now.
Yeah. During that short piece of break music, we composed a whole new segment. Yeah.
Basically, we've both written four lines of generic poetry.
Well,
and,
yes.
And we're going to read one line each at a time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, makes sense enough. And I'm going first, apparently. So are you ready?
I don't think this is going to work.
It's going to be hilarious. Well, either way, it'll be funny. Let's just go.
Okay, here you go.
The thickest black they ever did see.
You put your left foot in.
The one that ate the carrot of pain.
You've committed a sin.
Aardvarks stalk the shadows of those that have defiled the monarch.
So many slivers.
Misty mists that miss the eyes of the young.
The flower of my heart withers.
I think that's even better than one word haikus. That's our new section.
Well, it didn't merge very well, but it was, I think it's a new form of poetry in general.
Group poetry. It needs a name, but we'll work on that.
I think it's probably been done before. Should we do another one?
Yeah, give it a go. Right. Four more lines.
Do we need more break music or what?
No.
This is Poetry Corner V2.
Okay, you ready? Get writing, guys.
Okay, this isn't perfect, but... here goes. Should I go first this time then?
Yeah, you can go first.
The hellhole house of whores devours.
Gorillas swing with looming demise.
The latest lady lust deflowers.
Cities weep with tears of sulphur.
The tin can roof strikes time to wake.
Doormats change to suit the user.
The stone through window pane that breaks.
Doctors scream the time of death.
Okay!
Yeah, that's great. It's amazing.
I thought you were supposed to be rhyming, Dan.
That was an accident. I didn't realise before.
You said it has to rhyme, and I said, okay.
Oh.
And then the first one didn't rhyme, and I didn't pick up on it for some reason. But yeah, I think that was another amazing piece of poetry.
Yeah, there you go, a new segment that doesn't have a name. Anyway, what...
Poetry Called a V2.
What has Sam Fisher sent us this week in the email?
Sam Fisher hasn't sent us anything.
Whoa.
I think we should review
Sam
this
Fisher,
section.
Sam Fisher, I'm offended.
Should this... I don't think it's funny. I quite like doing it, though. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, I think... Well, we'll try it with Ed and Nick as well next week.
I don't think they'll approve of it because we kind of formulated it ourselves.
Yeah.
They won't like that. This is kind of a covert. Is it covert? Is that the word I'm looking for? Covert operation, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they not know about this recording at all?
No, oh, okay. It's a sneaky podcast.
I feel like it could divide the loose bag.
Don't worry about it. I'll probably be doing one with Ed tomorrow.
Oh, really?
No, probably not. Okay, so emails.
Yeah.
I mean...
Email.
What does Ed... How does Ed do
emails!
It?
Emails!
Very good. Yeah. It's like Ed was right here with us, but he's not. Okay, we've got an email from the Bossatron 3000 again. Mm-hmm. It's quickly shaping up to be our biggest fan.
Yeah.
Out of two. Dear Loosebag... Brilliant episode last week. It was punchy in my face, and the soundboard was kind of akin to my jingle suggestion. So well done.
Oh.
So that was episode 9 he was talking about. Don't know if episode 10 will be out yet or what, but...
Yeah.
My question for you this week is, if knowing is half the battle, what is the other half? And why won't G.I. Joe tell us? Yours sincerely, the Bossatron 3000.
Knowing is half the battle. I guess... Going into a battle being completely naive is probably quite a good thing in some situations. But I don't know when.
Like what?
I don't know when.
Okay. I think the other half of the battle is actually the battle.
Yeah.
Knowing is half the battle. Battling is probably quite a...
Well, yeah, you battle on your knowledge that you know.
Well, no, I think it's an actual... I don't even know. I looked up this because I thought... I don't know much about GHO, and I think it's a series of
it was
PSAs.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, right. Teaching kids not to do drugs and stuff. Don't do drugs. Well, knowing yourself
to
battle.
Go to war instead.
Thanks, G.I. Joe.
But then it's kind of condoning war, isn't it?
Basically, yeah. But this was thing, America back in the, I don't know, the 60s, maybe.
So, So, thank you, Bostron 3000. I think battling is battling's half the battle.
Yep, that's...
But would that doing drugs is the other half? I think knowing is half the battle. Ignoring G.I. Joe is the other half. And then you've got yourself a battle right there.
Yeah.
Because to know that knowing is half the battle, you have to listen to G.I. Joe, whereas the other half of the battle suggests that you shouldn't listen to G.I. Joe, so it's quite a battle internally in itself.
Yeah.
So, I guess...
That's quite a convoluted answer to the question.
I think it's very detailed and to the point, actually. Thank you very much.
And we're back. Henry has some
jokes. This is a joke that Ed's little brother likes. Okay. What do you do when you see a spaceman?
I don't know. What do you do when you see a
spaceman? Park your car, man.
Park your car, man.
Well, actually, the punchline is supposed to be park in it, man.
Park in it? When you see a spaceman, no.
Come on. Okay, well, let's word it slightly. What do you do when you see a spaceman?
Oh, right.
Come on, jeez. Wow. Good thing I'm doing this before my stand-up gig tomorrow.
Yeah, that one didn't test go down well. Cut that out.
That's all of it, though. That's all my material. I was going to try and drag it out for an
Hello,
hour.
Hello, I'm Henry.
At the Royal Albert Hall.
I had a joke about a spaceman, but it's not very funny. So, good night.
Jokes like that, when you ask the audience a question, don't really work, I guess, on a large scale. This joke, I think, is quite insensitive. But I'll go with it anyway, you know? You've got to be a bit edgy with your stand-up, so I think this is one I'll be doing tomorrow night. Okay, what did you call a man with no arms and no legs in a pool?
I don't know.
Bob!
Great.
If you really saw a man with no arms and no legs in a pool, he's probably going to be drowning and you should try and save him. Rather than being you know what you'd call him? Bob. Or someone would be he'd be like, "What are you doing? I'm drowning, you know, help me." And you'd be like, "Oh, I just thought of a really funny joke."
Oh, yeah, I should call you Bob.
Oh, I guess that is kind of funny.
But can someone help me, please? I am drowning.
I doubt he'd have his head above the water if he had no arms or legs. And why would it be in the pool? I mean, this joke has so many flaws. I guess that's out the... That's off the routine then for tomorrow.
Yeah. Have you got any other jokes?
Okay, next up. Yeah, we've got a few more. Okay. What game would you play with a wombat?
I don't know.
Wom!
Wom?
You're so bad at this. You know, a baseball bat would be used for baseball, or a cricket bat would be used for cricket. Wombat would be used for
wom. Yeah, this is too logical.
Fuck. I hope my audience aren't like this tomorrow. I think you're one of a kind, Hatcher. You just don't understand, comic genius. Okay, only two more. I'm not even going to bother with these jokes, actually. I mean, I'm just going to hang myself tonight rather than, you know, go into the stand-up thing tomorrow, because I
can't make anyone laugh. Maybe you should just hang yourself on stage.
They'd be like, is it a joke? they wouldn't...
It's like when Tommy Cooper died, you know.
Oh, yeah. Did he have a heart attack when he was performing?
That. Yeah. And people laughed and everyone thought it was a joke, and then they closed the curtains and found out that he died. So
I think they knew what was happening. They were just a bunch of sickos.
Yeah.
You know, his heart attack, it was an inside job.
Set up by the USSR.
set up by the US, so they had a reason to go looking for oil in the Middle East.
They knew that, like, 40 years in the future, it would be really important that Tommy Cooper was dead so they could get oil from Iraq.
Yeah, so, well, if we're just full of conspiracies tonight, I can see why we need Nick and Ed here to kind of stable out, like, or we're just, we can be quite offensive, I guess, controversial. Anyway, I mean, this has been going for ages now. What were we going to do? Oh, I told you some jokes, didn't I?
Yeah.
Great, and they were excellent.
Yeah, they were really great.
They've all been making the final cut.
Yeah. I've actually realised why I have no background noise as well.
Why?
Because I'm using my internal microphone.
Really?
Yeah, but it should be alright. I've used it before and it's been alright. I mean, this isn't the most important thing to have top quality audio for. So, no, it'll be fine.
Audacity, you've been using the wrong mic.
Yeah, because I haven't, But no, it'll be fine, it'll be alright.
But it's fine, the mic I'm hearing anyway is fine.
Yeah.
With background noise.
Yeah, maybe I'm using different microphones, who knows? Oh my god.
So are you using your internal one or your...
My internal one is on Audacity.
What about on Skype?
On Skype, I am using... Hold on, okay. I'm using my Samsung mic.
Fuck's sake. So this might all be just completely unusable.
No, it's probably fine. It's probably all right.
Well, when I heard your internal mic earlier, it was so shit. Fuck's sake, Dan.
No, it'll be all right. It'll be fine.
It won't be all right.
It will
be
fine.
From the top.
Jesus, Bible, disciples, drunk, poetry, haikus, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I really fucking hope it's usable.
It'll be fine.
It won't be. I know.
It will be fine.
No. You make me sick. Why would it be fine?
Now to the final section of the podcast. Henry has a breakdown.
Yeah, because all this might have been a waste of time. In which case, you won't be hearing this bit because Dan fucked up. Again.
Well, this is all going to be cut out anyway, unless you do something funny in the next 5 seconds.
How does a lion like his meat?
Raw?
Yeah! Well done, Dan! You got it. Congratulations.
And on that note, I feel like we should end.
No, I feel like we should end something.
No, you need to save that for tomorrow night for your stand-up routine.
Oh, yeah.
When my you stand up routine. On a chair.
Yeah. Put a rope around my neck and
kick the chair.
And then I'll just be like,
what do you do if you see a spaceman?
They'll be like, they'll really want the answer, but I'll be dead. And they'll save me just to hear the answer. Anyway, you might not have heard any of this because of. It's ruined my day.
I'm going to go downstairs, get some dinner and get a beer and come back.
Okay. Goodbye. Yeah. This has possibly been the loose bag.
Or it could have been the loose bag.
Don't even joke about it. Oh, too many times have we fucked up. Well, once is too many times. You think we'd learn by now? We've done 10 episodes.
Episode 4, the lost episode 11. You know.
Well, no, the audio was fine in episode 4.
It was just the content was horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Is that the old outro music?
No, that's the current.
Okay, then we're keeping that in. Done. Stop recording.
I fucking hate you. We'll be right back. I've got another request for you, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, do go on.
Okay, this band is a samba band.
Yeah.
We have 14 performers in the group.
Yeah.
So that's 14. They all play percussion instruments.
Yeah.
But one of them is from Mexico. I was wondering if that would be okay.
Yeah, well, it brings an authentic samba feel to it.
Okay, but I mean, will the teenage girls like it? Will they pay for that? I mean,
how old is this Mexican?
57.
Oh, I don't know.
But then we can't just kick him out because he founded the group back in the 20s, and, back in his 20s, sorry. And he's the only talented member of the group, so we've got to have something to fall back on. And unfortunately, yeah, well, in this case, it's a 57-year-old Mexican. So,
like you said before, people like the ugly one. They're kind of charming.
Yes, like
can always be a source of publicity as well.
Yes, and you know he's getting on a bit. So, with any luck, you know he'll ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
He'll ka-ching his way into an early grave. if you could sort something out with that as well. Pull some strings.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
The 14 performers, samba. Let me just writing a few things down here.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a pen and paper with me right now, so I need these notes faxed to me sometimes.
Yeah, 14 performers, samba, 57-year-old Mexican, problem, ? In brackets.
Yeah. Are there no other samba performers ready to go that could replace him?
No.
Oh. Well, what agency did you say you work for?
Samba.
Samba, just Samba.
Samba the agency.
And there are no young...
No, we're such a good agency that we've sorted all the other samba performers into samba bands that there are none left in the world.
How successful are these bands? What am I looking at? Am I looking at big dollars here?
Well, no, they've never met. They haven't met yet, but...
Okay, so are they a super group?
Well, are we talking about the 14 performers or the other bands we've got on our rota, on our whatever it's called?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know anymore. There's so many dollars signs in my eyes that I just can't see clearly anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've got 25 other samba bands working for us.
Okay. With annual turnovers of what, each
one? Oh, no. Like I said, they haven't actually met yet, but I'm sure when they do get round to it, they'll be churning out the dollar signs.
Great. Good. Because that's what I need. That's what I want in my line of business.
Of course, Mr. Producer. So, first problem solved. 57-year-old Mexican, the girls love an oddball.
Yep, great.
Good to go on that front.
He'll be alright, yeah.
The other problem... I can't remember the other problem. let me just think about it. I'm sure it'll come to me soon. Oh, yes. I remember now. The best-looking group member of the group, Senor Stiles,
yeah,
as he's known.
Stile,
yes.
Yeah.
He recently lost both his hands in a lightsaber fight with his father. Well, there's nothing funny about that.
Can he still perform samba adequately?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We don't need him to perform at all, as long as it looks like he's hitting drums with, you know, his stubs or his stumps or whatever.
That could be a USP.
Yeah,
you know.
Or when we film the videos, we'll have a video for every track on every album.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Just purely for promotion, I assume.
Well,
yeah.
That's, yep, something like that. But if you could CGI hands in, so it looks like he does have hands.
I've got guys that can do that. They've been doing it for years.
Okay. What are there other performers out there who are missing limbs then? That
most famously, H from Steps. I mean, he was one of our first clients that had no hands.
No hands, no hands.
No hands, H.
Is that why it's called H? Well,
yeah,
oh,
it's
that's
ironic.
Pretty mean, isn't it?
The H stands for hands.
Yeah. Okay. So you would be able to CGI the hands in. I mean, for interviews and things, we can like stuff some gloves.
Prosthetic hands.
Yeah. No, he'll always wear gloves. That'll be like his thing. Although Michael Jackson always wore one glove, didn't he? Did he ever a fake hand?
No.
No. Okay. You would know, wouldn't you? If
yeah.
Okay. So the other problem, no hands, Senor Stiles, or whatever he's called.
Stile.
No hands, Stile. In brackets, not a problem.
Okay. So I think we've. Have you got any more problems? Because I think we've resolved everything here.
They haven't. Well, I don't know. Is there really a market for samba bands? I mean, I should know, being the samba the agency.
Well,
but
to be honest, we control whatever people want will listen to, because we can, as long as we pump out enough samba bands, people will be loving samba.
Okay.
I mean, how many samba bands have you got that are waiting for like a major signing here?
26. Like I said, we've got 25 others, but this is our main kind of.
Yeah, well, 26 all at once. Everyone's going to be loving samba.
Can you guarantee that?
Samba, samba, samba.
I love it. That could be the slogan. I didn't know you did like promote like.
Well, I do all my own work. My name is you know who.
Well, your name is you know who. Okay,
so I do all my own promotion work.
Yep. They only play tables though.
Tables.
Yes. We don't actually have any money for instruments yet. Would you think you'd be able to sort that out?
Okay. Well, I mean, One Direction have been making us so much money that we've got. You know, One Direction were originally a table band. We've turned them around. And now they've made enough money to have instruments. I mean, they don't play them.
No.
They're purely for aesthetic purpose, but we can do the same with the samba band.
Okay. Well, no, they'd like to play their instruments.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
Would
that be a problem if they actually want to play the instruments?
Yes, it's out the window now.
Okay, so I should tell
them. We have full creative control over the
instruments.
Okay, so
let them know that they won't be playing the instruments anytime soon. Hopefully they'll be okay with that. Ka-ching.
Well, they're going to have to suck it up. They want to hit the big time. You know, you got to jump.
How high?
No.
That was a question. No is the answer. They won't be playing actual instruments. Okay. Good. One of them actually, what's he called? Let me just... Enrique is his name. He works a pizza delivery job on weekends. Is that going to be a problem?
It shouldn't be. Because...
He can't let that pizza job go at any cost. So, weekend gigs...
Why?
Not
what's the situation that he can't leave? What's so important that he can't abandon his whole life to pursue a hopeless career in pop music?
I really don't know. That is a very good question. I'll have to get on to him about that.
Yeah.
I feel like I do know, but just I can't quite remember yet. let me just have a think. He owns a large amount of shares in the pizza delivery industry.
Well, he's going to have to give them up.
Well, he can't.
He's going to have to.
Well, the Sandra brand is not going to work. I'll cut the shit, Mr. Producer. You know who. He's actually being held hostage by the North Korean government, and if he gives up his pizza delivery job, then he will be killed.
Well, that's not my problem. I mean, I'm trying to make dollars here, not save lives.
Oh my god, that's so brutal. Anyway, I think I've got enough to go on here. I'll have a word.
Yeah.
Do you have any connections in the North Korean government?
Not currently, no. One Direction aren't that big in North Korea.
I thought they were a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, but not North Korea.
Oh, well, maybe we could break the North Korean market with our 26 samba bands.
Yeah, it's never been said what Kim Jong-un's music passion is. Maybe we can make it One Direction.
Well, no. That doesn't benefit me in the slightest. I want samba, samba, samba.
Samba, samba, samba.
I'd like North Korea to be changed to samba. Its name is now samba. Would you be able to manage that in a period of maybe two weeks?
I can give it a go.
Okay. Well, thank you. You know who.
Okay, so yeah, get onto them, all the things we talked about, and yep. Send me some demos of this table samba, and we'll see where we can work from there.
Yep, thank you very much. I'll get my people to call your people.
Something okay. Like right, yep. Well, I look forward to it.
Thank you for your time, you know who.
It's alright. You love me, I love you, stuff like that.
Okay. Yep, sure. Goodbye. Are we putting the phone down now? Yep. You still there?
Yeah. You can
still. Okay. Yep. Goodbye.